This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We've been waiting to do this exercise. Ben Johnson's gone. Aaron Glenn's gone. Off to new head coaching opportunities. With Kellen Moore being announced as the Saints head coach, we've completed the offseason cycle, John. Mm-hmm. And with that, it's time to grade the hires. We're at schoolyard. Class is in session.
Oh, this is awesome.
Let's do it.
Love this. Good job, Greg. Let's start with the big name first. Super Bowl champion coach, national championship coach, Pete Carroll. Raiders.
This is an interesting one because Pete Carroll, we all know that he's an older gentleman. However, he brings great experience and he is a bridge to whoever is next. He can win a few games. He's a guy that can change the culture of that team. And the big question for them isn't who's going to be their coach, but who's going to be their quarterback. If they're able to go out there and acquire, let's just say, a Sam Darnold, I don't think they're competing for the division. I don't think they're competing for Super Bowls, but I do think he can be a guy that gets them into the playoffs and then hand the reins off to whoever the next coach is and have a better answer for the quarterback. I'm going to give this one a B+.
I gave it a B. I think he's a good coach, Super Bowl champion, but the last three seasons, he had a losing record. And I think he can get the Raiders to 500, but is that really what they need for next season? Just kind of dawdling around at 500? I don't know that this is a good fit, so I gave it a B. It's B out of respect for Pete. The fit's much worse than a B.
Well, the fit is because of the roster. And now it's going to be a matter of ownership, general manager, and coach being on the same page of what do you do with a Max Crosby? How many draft picks are you willing to acquire? What are you doing to reset the organization?
But he's not a rebuild coach, and they desperately need to rebuild, which is why I only gave it a B.
I like your reasoning, John, in terms of just setting the standard. The Raiders have been a laughable franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, the Josh McDaniels experience, remember that? He'll bring credibility there.
That's fair.
All right, next one, Liam Cohen, Jacksonville, Duval.
I went B-. And the guy's getting dogged because he said Duval weird. But he is an offensive coach, and they need to resurrect Trevor Lawrence's career. So I gave it a B-.
I'm going to give it a B. I guess I'm just a little bit above where you're at right now.
Harsher grader.
Well, the positivity of, I think Trevor Lawrence, a lot of people have said possible bust because of the expectations coming into the NFL, because of the fact that he was supposed to be basically reinvent the position at the NFL level. I think those were a little bit high. I still think he can be a really good, two great quarterback, needs that offensive mindset that Liam Cohen brings.
Duval. Hopefully he can unlock Lawrence because I still think the potential's there, but we'll see. Next one. All right. New England Patriots. Former Tennessee Titan coach Mike Vrabel.
I'll give this one an A, simply because he's a coach that has had success in the regular season. It's been a little bit hit or miss in the postseason, but they're going to give him, they have to be patient with him versus what they did with Gerard Mayo. Like, that to me was an embarrassment that they handed that off to Gerard Mayo. They only gave him a year. It was a rookie quarterback. Now you have Drake May in his second season. You have some good draft capital. You've got a guy that is invested in the franchise because of how much he played there, what he means, all of that different stuff. And he's a really good coach. Defensively, they need this.
The only hesitation I had is you have a young quarterback, you hired a defensive coach, but they paired it up with Josh McDaniels, who is not a great head coach, but a very good offensive coach. Vrabel, I gave it an A. I mean, this is the home run move for the Patriots. I gave it an A.
I agree with you guys on that. And I think what we're finding out here is maybe a Patriot way that Vrabel will bring that back and with McDaniels and stuff, but it's going to be way less rigid.
Yeah, more modern.
Than it became under Belichick. All right, next one, Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer.
D+.
Why the plus?
Oh. I don't know.
Seriously,
what? I could just give it a D, because D for Dallas. They promoted from... Be careful, John. They promoted from within on a 7-win team where they fired the coach who was calling the offense. Schottenheimer got zero head coaching interviews. This is a guy who was not qualified to be a head coach in anybody else's eyes except Jerry Jones. D for Dallas.
I'm going to go D as well. I think there is some upside to this one. I know Brian was in Washington with me when his dad was the head coach. I think he is a good offensive mind. The problem is Jerry Jones. And I don't necessarily know that it matters who the head coach is going to be, because your general manager has completely lost his mind. If you are having any conversations about trading Micah Parsons, are you kidding me? Like, and I just don't understand that. Plus, he has this love affair with Dak Prescott. You're not going to win anything with Dak. Dak's a great guy in the community. He can win a couple of regular season games. He could put up some good numbers. He's never going to win with you. They allow drama to be too much a part of the equation. The problem is Jerry Jones, but as you put it, it's a D because he was the offensive coordinator. They didn't have much of an offense last year, and it's, we'll see. I think there is some upside, though.
You know what? I give this one an F. This is not going to work, and he's the number one guy on the list that I think could be replaced next year.
Okay.
Because it could turn into an absolute S show down in Dallas, to the point where he looks just like a buffoon, has no clue. Dak, they're going to move on from Dak eventually. Parsons, if he's on the team, he's going to start chirping. Who's their running back?
What,
I mean, seriously, this team is a mess.
It's a mess. But the last thing I'll go to is Jerry Jones. Do you think he'll fire a coach after only 1 year?
When somebody gets humiliated, they usually react sometimes in a positively way and kind of finally look in the mirror.
He hasn't done it for the last 15 years.
Well, he needs to. All right, okay. Next one. New Orleans Saints, Kellen Moore, former Lions quarterback. You guys want to bring him in over Stafford?
I would say a C-. And I think this is the one where you could be looking at a coaching change after a year. What are they doing at quarterback? What are they doing with this roster? They are embarrassingly over the salary cap. They're going to have to make major roster moves. He will have absolutely zero to work with when he starts this thing off.
I agree with you on every single thing you said, but I still don't think he would get removed after 1 year. He'd be like Brian Callahan in Tennessee. Sounds like you just explained the Tennessee Titans to me.
It could be. So, right, so he lasts 2 years, but the second year is a lame duck year.
They'll respectfully give him a second year.
Yeah.
So I gave this a C, and this is not a good coaching situation. It may be the worst situation anybody's inheriting. With Kellen Moore, he's bounced around. I don't even know how good of an OC he is. I know they won the Super Bowl. They had a great O-line. They had a great run game. I just gave it a C.
Yeah, I don't like this hire at all. And to me, he just... I'm going to pull a Stoney here. There's just something about him, the way he looks. He doesn't look like a head coach. He does not look like a head coach. Like, I can't see him talking in front of a room of people like John Jansen and inspiring them to play football.
There is That's a real thing. And wow. It's funny because we've got one guy that's sitting across from me that doesn't like old people, and you don't like young people.
All right, here we go. Lions time. Ben Johnson, Chicago.
A-. Wow. I think for Chicago, they had to get Ben. They need to make it work with Caleb. This guy was running the number one offense in football. The reason it's not an A or an A+, you are now out from the shadow of Dan Campbell. You have to create your own culture. And Ben Johnson himself has said that Detroit offense is tailor-made for anybody to be successful. So then how much should I believe in Ben? It's an A- because Chicago had to get him. I think it was the best hire for them.
There's no track record for Ben Johnson as a head coach. Correct. I can't possibly give him a higher grade than Pete Carroll, who's won a Super Bowl, who has built the team, who has developed, you know, and won with Russell Wilson. I can't give him a grade anywhere near Mike Vrabel, who does have a track record and is inheriting a worse situation. Ben Johnson, I'm going to go with a B+. And I give him that B+, and I know
So you give Pete Carroll
the same as Pete Carroll because he is inheriting what some believe is an offense that can go out there and score points. We know they're a good defense.
Yeah.
And so I think that they can win.
To be clear, I'm docking Pete for the fit, not because right. I think Pete Carroll's a better, the Ben Johnson's a better coach than Pete Carroll. The fit is why I docked.
Right. So I docked him a little bit. I would have given him an A- because he, you know, I think he deserves that respect having done what he did in Seattle, but I'll give him the B+, and I'm giving Ben Johnson a bump of B+.
Okay.
Yeah. We'd have no idea who Ben Johnson is as a head coach. Yeah. Pete Carroll, at least you know what you're getting.
Right.
So finally, other Lions defensive or coordinator that left, Aaron Glenn.
I'm going to give him a B, and I do that because of what he is inheriting. Kudos to him. I don't know if it was him, if it was general manager, if it was for laying down the law with Aaron Rodgers. And if you believe what was coming out yesterday that, hey, you can't do the Pat McAfee show if you want to be here, there's some other conditions, and he said, you know what, see ya. They're going to have to find out who the answer is at quarterback, but he is going into a situation built for him, much like Ben Johnson going to Chicago where he's got toys to play with. Aaron Glenn defensively has toys to play with in with the Jets.
I gave him an A-, and I think this is a really good hire. Demeanor matters. Hearing him address the New York media, which is a factor here. He played there. He speaks like a head coach. He commands respect. They need to fix their defense, and watching what he did in Detroit in the midst of all that chaos on that side of the ball, not an easy place to win.
Yep.
Not a great situation, but I thought a great hire for the Jets.
So opposite of Kellen Moore. I can see John Jansen getting inspired to play football by Aaron Glenn.
Sure.
I think he's a good leader of men, and I actually think Aaron Glenn will probably have some sort of type Herm Edwards success, which was pretty decent in New York back in the day with Chad Pennington and all that. They won some playoff games, and I think he can I just don't think he's going to pull the media stunt when he said play to win the game.
And that is grading the coaching cycle. It's 97-1.
If you're in need of a midweek boost, FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, has got you covered. The Hump Day Parlays reward stack is here. Now every Wednesday, you can get parlay profit boosts on everything from spreads to over-unders and even player props. So don't let the weekend have all the fun. Take advantage of the Hump Day Parlays reward stack today, and who knows, it might just become your favorite day of the week. Look for the Hump Day Parlays reward stack in the FanDuel app to find your profit boosts, or you can visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports book partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued is now in trouble. Profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, wow. Mark Champion on the call. Pistons with a win. They set the franchise record for the largest halftime lead. They were up 42 points at the break against the Bulls. We're juggling a lot this morning. We gave you a little update on Bregman. Are you in? Are you out? And kind of just addressing the fatigue that the fan base has. We are going to get into a topic about the snow, and it leads to a story that you guys can make fun of me for. I know you love that.
Sometimes it's really easy.
7:35, I'm going to put it on a tee for everybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that with the snow on the way. The Pistons, though, let's talk about them. I know we're trying to give everybody some love right now. They deserve a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, last night was, the game wasn't special because it was an absolute drubbing of the Bulls. And you get a chance to drub them again tonight. I don't think there's going to be much of a response. I mean, they got some injuries and they're not a great team. So you're doing what you're supposed to do. Last night was special for Detroit Pistons fans because they doubled up their win total from last year. They have exceeded expectations this year. They are in the sixth spot right now, a postseason spot, not just the postseason play-in tournament, but an actual playoff position. And so it is something that can be celebrated. You're seeing the development. We've talked about it with Cade Cunningham. You're seeing the development with so many of these players. And it's not just Cade. It's the impact of Malik Beasley. We'll talk about him more in just a few moments. But it is watching Asar Thompson now that he's back and he's playing well. It's the development of Ron Holland, you know, the second, who has been given the freedom to improve and to play better. And it's what JB is doing with this roster, how Trajan's put it together, but what he is doing to improve this, the young players on this roster.
Malik Beasley set the franchise record for most made threes in a single season. The season's far from over.
Already?
He passed, and you joked pre-show, was it Kelly Trepuka? The Pistons haven't been shooting threes in this era. No, it was maybe equally funny. Sadiq Bey previously held the record for most made threes. Look, Troy Weaver did not...
Put a highlighter on why this team has not been successful. This is a game based on being able to shoot the three over the past 10 years and not having a three-point shooter. You're not going to win a lot of games.
So I think one way of looking at it is they've entered the modern NBA.
We finally have a modern NBA team.
Amazing. Look at this. Cade's benefited from the shooting. I think Asar Thompson has really benefited lately. You can kind of see the light bulb now that he's got the blood clot issues behind him. He's thriving. I mean this in a great way. I don't know who their second best player is. They lose Jaden Ivey. It was a question. And I think there's a number of guys who've made a case. Thompson, Duren, Beasley.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them will be a Robin on a championship team, but it just shows everybody's raising their level. And it's why I think this is the best Pistons team we've had in 15 years. It's not saying much, but they're, to me, the best team we've seen since that 08 team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, and you mentioned, was it yesterday or you know a couple days ago, the addition of you know Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah.
Just bringing another ball handler in. And I think he's not going to be a guy that gets a ton of time, but he is a guy that can come in and spell guys for a little bit, and you're not going to get a huge drop off. You finally have some depth in the front court. So you're looking at a team that is anybody looking at this one as, oh, well, hey, we could compete for an NBA championship? No. But it is being able to build and see the development of these young players, see the development of guys that you believe you could continue to build around, and some excitement going into the playoffs. We'll see what happens. We'll see what they can do. But then going into an offseason where there are moves that can be made.
A world of possibilities for Trajan Langdon. Let's get to Heather with the news.
So a popular Metro Detroit restaurant has been named one of the best in the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah. According to USA Today's 2025 Restaurants of the Year list, Mabel Gray and Hazel Park stands out as one of the top 44 places to eat in all of America. So this is it's pretty great news. Congrats to them. Have you guys ever eaten there?
I have not.
I haven't either. It's funny because I was looking at it because I'm like, I've heard about it. I feel like I have eaten there. But then when I look at photos, I definitely haven't been there. But
I got distracted for a moment. What was the name of the restaurant?
Mabel Gray.
Oh, nope. Never been there.
I thought maybe I had, but I really don't think I have. And it sounds like what's really cool about it is that there's no set menu. They have this rotating menu of different a la carte options, which is pretty cool. It says that menus feature up to 12 items, like handwritten menus, large focus on creative interpretations of Michigan's produce, plus delicious meats, John, fish, homemade pastas, breads. And it sounds like it's all... Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you.
Okay.
I just had a smirk on my face. Okay. I realized why I hadn't been there. Oh. I'm someone who likes to look at the menu ahead of time. I'm not opposed to going, though. I'm sure it's great.
It also sounds like it's like they have a really like communal energy there. Right. The tables are really close together. They've got great drinks. They've got a wine program.
This is one, I know Lisa has shown me this one before and has wanted to go a number of different times. We just haven't had the opportunity. But I love it when, opposite of you, when you know they're going to have certain things on the menu in terms of a fish, a chicken, a steak, something like that. but it's different every time. I love to be able to go and try new things.
Yeah, so we'll all have to go check it out sometime. A Bloomfield Township contractor has been charged after he stole a gold chain from a client's home and then sold it to a pawn shop. So this guy, Glenn Richards, he was doing like a floor repair at a woman's home when he took a 14-karat gold rope chain from the inside. It was in a woman's bathroom. Took it, sold it, like I said, got $200 for it. Well, apparently it was the woman's father's chain, caught doing it. So he has been charged with one count of felony larceny and is facing some big charges there. The mother who lost two of her five children to hypothermia this week while living out of her van had reached out to Detroit's homeless response team at least three times prior to this tragic event. And now Mayor Mike Duggan is calling for a review of city services for homelessness, the city's homeless call center, and ways to make services more accessible. He held a press conference on Tuesday and kind of said preliminary review of city records showed that this mother did reach out at least three times, the last time being on November 25th of last year. The family had said that they'd been living with relatives, but were told that they needed to find another place and would need somewhere to go. Obviously, it's such a tragic story every time you read the details of it. You know, she living in this van, going to different parking structures at casinos, being able to use the restrooms there, sleeping in this van with all of her children, and then waking up one day and realizing two of your children aren't actually going to wake up. Such a tragic story.
And what's preventable is what it sounds
like. Yes, without a doubt.
Which is awful.
Opening day at Comerica Park is less than 2 months away. On Friday, April 4th, the Tigers will face the White Sox, and those in attendance will receive a rally towel to get the excitement going. Now, the rally towel is just one of the 15 promotional giveaways that are on the schedule this year. You can go and check them all out. There's some cool things being given away. A Tigers flannel shirt. Pretty cool. Some, of course, the bobbleheads are always popular. One of my favorite days at the park is the Pink Out the Park night. Mm-hmm. They've got a hat for that. There's a Hawaiian shirt and shorts set. Might be perfect for you, Jim.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, it's kind of like your cabana outfit, yeah. I would imagine.
I'll take it as a compliment.
Tigers floppy hat. Now, single game tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m.
Pitchers and catchers report today.
Get excited.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah. Very exciting. Finally, Nike released an ad celebrating the Eagles' Super Bowl win, and it is set to It's Not Easy Being Green, sung by Kermit, which seems that it is a pretty clear dig at Patrick Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Patrick Mahomes is endorsed by Adidas. Obviously, we know what he sounds like.
Yes.
And the caption that Nike wrote said, "It's good to be green."
I love it. Creative, funny, good banter.
Yep.
All right, coming up next.
Creative, funny, good banter.
Yes.
That's coming up next.
Yes.
Making fun of people. Put me in the crosshairs next, 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to sit down with you, ask you questions, find out as much as they can about your life, your situation, and then build a financial plan that's unique to you. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. They volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Greg, is this the ad? No, okay.
No, this is just Kermit the Frog.
For those that just missed it, Nike celebrating the Eagles win and trolling Patrick Mahomes, invoking some of this. All right. Good morning. Welcome in today on a Wednesday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass, and we've got snow coming later today. You may have heard. And with snow coming up, I've decided to share a story that everyone will be able to laugh at me over. You know I have an electric mower. I drive an electric vehicle. So my wife thought it would be a good idea to get us an electric shovel.
An electric shovel.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm not even against an electric shovel, but here was the issue. John, Heather, people of Metro Detroit, it's a corded electric shovel.
Oh, look out. Don't get that thing near the blade. Does it have a blade?
I've used it all of one time. We have not had a lot of snow this winter. And I felt like a complete idiot using it. I felt like I was vacuuming the driveway. I don't know if anybody else has ever used an electric shovel corded. But when I got done, my wife goes, "Wow, you got it done way quicker." And I said, "Yeah, because I didn't want people to see me using it."
Okay, first off, I had never really heard of an electric shovel. So I did Google it.
Yeah.
The ones that I saw look basically like a little mini snowblower at the end of a stick, right? Your shovel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like a retractable cord that it's like almost like your iron that you push a button and it goes like that.
Yes. It
and then you, right? Right?
Yeah.
So could you actually shovel the whole driveway with it? Was the cord long enough?
It was, but
okay.
What's the spread on this bad boy?
What do you mean? Like the
how wide of a?
It's like half a snowblower.
So we're we talking like 10, 12 inches.
Yeah, it's like a shovel, but not. Heather, I know your point's going to be just have a snowblower at that point, or just use a shovel.
Well, yeah. You know what it reminds me of? And maybe they're great. I've never used one, right? I would probably never use a corded one because I would have to have multiple extension cords. Like, how do you?
I know.
It depends how big your driveway is and how long it is.
It's a long driveway, but it's a long cord.
I don't think I would ever use one because of that. But you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of something.
This is also a guy that has a cat named Roomba.
Mm-hmm. And built him a catio. Mm-hmm.
A very nice cat.
Do you put the cat on a leash and leash it to the tree while you do?
We don't let our cat outside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hence the catio. But it reminds me of something on the Home Shopping Network.
Okay.
That is being like, look at this, an electric shovel.
Uh-huh.
All you have to do is plug it in. And like, it makes it sound like it's going to be really great, but it maybe saves you 1 minute.
So
like it. To me, just use a shovel.
I know. I shared.
Get a little exercise while you're out there.
No issue with that. So I obviously shared my feedback with Kelsey. She goes, "Well, it's okay. I can give it to, we got a friend who will take it." They have not come to pick it up since. I don't think anybody wants a corded shovel.
Here's what you do.
What?
Little experiment. Mm-hmm. Post it online on Marketplace.
Yes, make sure you put your name on there.
See how long it sits and see how often you have to reduce the price. Like, what is the selling point? Like, what would somebody pay for a corded?
Yeah, the cord is
electric
what
shovel. Yeah, that's the main issue. Because an electric
get
shovel
you
on
an
its
extension
own.
Cord along with it.
We have extension cords at the house. Okay. Yeah, if we need to pick up a little extra radius,
reach the end of the driveway.
Oh my God.
Hold on, I need an extra 15 feet. So I'm curious, because we are supposed to get some snow tonight.
Yeah.
Is there, because I've Googled this, and I think I found the one, I think we have zeroed in on the one
that I have. Yeah.
So the cutting swath, there's two options. Is it's either 11 inches or it's 13 inches.
That's a personal question, John.
I'm curious, is there a maximum depth that you are allowed to use this on? Like, will it only handle 2 or 3 inches of snow?
John, I don't know. I've used it one time. The snow we've gotten since, it's been a little snow. I've just used a shovel and taken care of it that way.
Because the picture, the action photo that they show, it looks like it's very cumbersome to use.
It was annoying. You think about it, like when you're like vacuuming your house, you got to whip the cord around. You got to be aware of where the cord is at all times.
They also don't show the cord in this picture.
Oh, they do. Yes.
Do they?
It's
you got to click.
The yellow cord, yes.
Because normally, like when you vacuum, you do have the cord kind of with you so that you never go over the cord.
I think here's the key. It looks to me Like he has the cord attached to his belt.
Really?
Oh yeah.
So I think
you should.
That?
Yeah, I think you should put it through a belt loop,
or get a carabiner.
Yeah, a carabiner might do the same thing. Yeah, that way at least it's attached to you, and that way you could trip over it while you're trying to back up and get the cord out of the way.
How funny did you find this when I passed this along to you? Because I didn't get your candid in the moment reaction when I emailed.
Oh, I laughed hysterically. I laughed hysterically. Just the thought of you doing one 11-inch swath and then having to back up, knowing that, okay, this is very much like a vacuum cleaner where you're going to have to get the cord out of the way.
Yep.
It doesn't seem to me like this was going to save you much time.
Do you have enough cord to do like your front walkway to the front door? Can you wrap around your house like that? Okay.
The issue is not the amount of cord. The issue is the cord itself.
I'm aware. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, and then your response, as you said, you know, hey, your wife asked you how long this took, and she's like, oh, I got done quick. And just the thought of you coming in and saying and telling her, I was so embarrassed to use this. I had to get it done as quickly as possible.
Like, people watching, the sun's out. Can I just
Then you fast forward to, I don't know. How much snow did you have the first time you used this?
I don't remember. It wasn't very much.
A skiff of snow?
Yeah, it was more than a skiff. It was enough to wear...
An inch?
It was between a shovel and a snowblower, which is why I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot, but we didn't need this.
What was your reaction? Because this was a gift. Like, Kelsey bought this as a gift to you.
Yeah, gifts are strong. She's like, oh, this is a... I wouldn't call it a gift. She thought she was being helpful.
What was your reaction when you opened it, or she handed it to you, or whatever?
In the moment, you don't want to be rude. Okay, yeah,
right.
I'm going to give it a shot. I used it.
You just, thanks, sweetie. This is awesome.
And then I gave feedback afterwards.
Yes, yes. You're good. You did a good husband.
I'll go ahead and use it. What a stupid purchase.
Yeah, I'm never using this.
Give this a shot.
But you can use the shovel, and then you can use the excuse, well... There wasn't enough snow
to use. Have.
And then if we get the, you know, five or six inches.
You know, it couldn't handle all
it's
that.
Just too much. Yeah.
Can it be used as a shovel? Like without being plugged in? Could you? Oh, see, that's where it's downfall. Because if it could actually be used as just a shovel without being plugged in, you could at least get some more use out of it. Right?
No, I don't. Yeah. Okay. No. Can you change the direction that it throws the snow, or is it just straight ahead? So the one that has here, it actually has headlights. So you could do it before you leave for work in the morning. Yeah. So
nobody would watch me.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you could do it in the cover of darkness.
So I learned my lesson on this with the electric blower. Never, ever, ever, ever will I have something that plugs in outside. Never.
Oh, like people have the trimmers for bushes and stuff?
Yes. Everything must be battery or gas.
Sure.
It is a complete and utter waste of time and an inconvenience to be worried about some cord going somewhere.
Well, and we now have the technology and the battery power to actually make these battery powered.
Yeah.
And spend a little bit of extra money.
I did the electric blower like back like 10 plus years ago. So you didn't have quite out there what they have now. But I regretted not going gas at that time. The second I used it, I'm like, oh, this was stupid, Tom. To save a quick buck.
If the only two options were gas or cord, you use the gas. But now, to John's point, you can get, like, my mower is the same brand, but their mower line, and it's not a corded mower. It's just a battery-powered mower, and it works great. I love it. I got no issues with it. You charge it between uses.
So
if
this was a at least you're brand loyal.
I suppose. If this was not corded, I'd be willing to give it a go.
Give it a go?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Try it out a couple times and see if it's worth it.
That way, when you're halfway through and it runs out of charge, you can revert to the shovel.
Shovel anyway. 248-539-9797. I bring this up so you guys can laugh at me, but I wonder if anybody has any similar experiences. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the Pistons at 8 o'clock. A Bregman update in the 8 o'clock hour as well. I'm noticing a theme, a trend from the fan base. It's 97.1.
Hey, a personal injury of any sort is, in fact, personal, like maybe tripping over your cord while you're trying to snowblow. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need and deserve to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. So if you or someone you know has been injured, You need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Very first text I see, what the F is an electric shovel? Heather, you had the same reaction.
Exact same reaction. And then I jumped online and it was nothing like what I thought. I wasn't picturing it being like a teeny little snowblower on a stick. I thought it was going to be, I don't know what I thought it was going to be, like something like a vibrating shovel that like, I have no idea. I have no clue what it was. A
vibrating shovel.
I don't know.
So I did find some details.
Yeah.
And you are able to, the throwing distance is 6 meters. The depth of snow cut is 15 centimeters.
Awesome.
Why? What?
So, which is about 6 inches.
Thank you. We bring this up. I bring this up as an olive branch. You guys put up with me, so I'm giving you something you can laugh at. My wife got us an electric shovel, which I'm not even opposed to the electric shovel. The issue is it has a cord on it, and I'm vacuuming the driveway, and I look ridiculous doing it, which if you can picture it, I hope you get a good laugh this morning.
Oh, yes.
I have not used it since the first use. I don't intend to use it again. In fact, we were supposed to gift it to someone else who has mysteriously never come to pick it up. We got some response on the ticket text. John, we can start with people making fun of me, or we can get to people answering the question.
So let's start with making fun of you.
You always love that.
Yeah.
God cookies, you're such a hippie. Be a man. We have fossil fuels for a reason. That's from Cooper. Cookies put on his French made couples hot air balloon outfit and ironed the driveway with his corded snowblower, LOL, Scott and Carlton. I have a corded snowblower, but it turns out my 9-year-old can shovel faster and moving the cord is a pain. Nick in Sterling Heights. I don't know if that's a real story or if he's making fun of me, but
both.
Both. Give it to Mark Ryan. He won't know any better. I wonder how he's handling the winter. Electric shovel is a hell no. That being said, I have a battery-powered snowblower, and it works great. Sammy in a truck.
I'm all for battery-powered lawn equipment. We talked about this, I think it was the last summer or the summer before. I made the transition to a battery-powered mower. Now our lawn is much bigger since we've moved. Not sure yet what I'm going to do with that, because one charge isn't going to get it done. Nor is the 24-inch cut that it has, 20-inch cut, isn't going to get it done. But the battery-powered, like actual snowblower, this is more of a snow broom. It looks like to me.
What we're describing.
Yeah, what you're describing is
more
of a snow broom.
The way I would describe it for people who aren't driving or they can't Google it, or I'm sure you, when you get to work, you're going to want to know what this thing looks like. It's kind of like a half snow blower, like in terms of like the work it would do. But it's a long handle like a shovel.
With a cord that...
You don't want the cord.
Like I'm imagining this thing, like, is there like a pumping action this thing's doing?
Look, I used it as quickly as I could, and then I put it away, and it hasn't been taken out since.
Make sure it's lubricated nicely.
Okay, thank you for that. And I want to clarify this, too. My wife just trying to be nice.
Has she tried it?
No. Well, maybe she has. I don't think so. I don't think so. She was just trying to be nice. That's where this came from. But it is clearly not something I'm going to use again. Texter says, for them, electric shovel. That's a no from us, dog. Sauna Ron. Mm-hmm. What else we got here? It says, I have a cordless electric shovel, and I love it. When there's decent snow, it'll help you if you have back problems. That's from Marsh in Ann Arbor.
Right. So I understand the use of a snowblower for heavy snowfalls, deep snowfalls, or if you have a health limitation. We have stories all the time about
heart attacks
happening because people don't exercise. All of a sudden they get out there. I could shovel and
I'm real tough.
Yeah,
okay.
Use a snowblower. And for somebody with a back problem, the question I have about this, will it stand?
No.
If you let go of it.
No, you have to keep it up. I don't have an issue with a cordless version of this. I may even use a cordless version for heavy snow. For the stuff we're getting now, that's no different than the electric mower to me. But for the stuff we've been getting lately, a shovel will get it done. I don't have a big yard. I can get the shoveling done in, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. I don't need to throw this cord around and double back over. And
what makes the cord so much more difficult, other than just the appearance of it, is when it's cold, extension cords are hard to move around.
Yeah.
They become very stiff.
Thanks, John.
Flexible. That's what I should have said.
Let's get to Jeff in Bloomfield Hills. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, hey, John, go blue. You and I were at Michigan at the same time, so it's good to hear from you.
Go blue. Hey, did you enjoy last night?
Oh, sure did. It was great.
Big win.
So I have an idea for you. I think since your wife got it for you, you got to, like, stand out. Have her come out there like one of those assistants who used to hold the cord for the head coach in the NFL sidelines, you know? And, like, you can just walk. Like, you can be, like, super assertive walking around with your little shovel, and she's out there, like, backing you up with the cord, and it'll look like you're doing something, like, super manly.
I don't think that's going to have that effect. But it would be better. Two-person job. Now we've made it a two-person job. Shoveling is now a two-person job.
Uh-huh. You have a cord manager. And, I mean, is it loud? Because, I mean,
no.
You guys could wear the headsets and go all in so you could communicate. Hey, make sure I'm coming back. Make sure you move that cord.
Too much slack. Joe on a cell, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
So, John, first question for you is, do you have the same brand of mower that your dad and brother have?
I don't know what my dad uses.
Your dad uses I'm neighbors with your dad. He uses a brand that begins with the letter R. That's sold at Home Depot. Grab another battery or take one from him, and you're good to go for your line.
You can always have a spare battery.
I mean, but those batteries are expensive.
They are.
You're talking $200 or $300.
Surprisingly, more than you'd realize.
They are.
Yeah.
So Jim, I have a battery operated shovel that attaches to to my weed whacker. You're finding that nowadays there's a lot of brands have weed whackers that have split shafts. The easiest one to see would be if you looked at Steel, the combi system. You can add a whole bunch of attachments to them. But I also have a three-stage snowblower. I don't use that very much.
I was going to say, Joe, we haven't really needed a snowblower, and we don't get enough snow for me to feel like I need one, you know?
Right. Well, then you can get like a single-stage snowblower, which is just a big paddle wheel. What I use more often than not is I have a backpack blower that I use for when I'm cutting my lawns in the summer. I found that works great in the summer. I found that out probably about 15, 20 years ago. I started doing that. My wife thought I was crazy, and now it's when I can do it and it's fluffy snow, I'll use the backpack blower.
Backpack blower for that.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people doing that, blowing off the sidewalk, blowing off the driveway with the blower.
Did you have fun with this?
I have enjoyed every minute of it. There's no question. And the thought now of the snow coming this evening, Kelsey out there managing your cord along with you blowing the snow, that will definitely, what I'm shoveling will help, will bring a smile to my face.
Happy to have that effect. All right, smile on your face if you've been watching the Pistons lately. We'll get to that next, 97.1.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.